Greetings, blessed viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene. Although the spirit world is not visible to most people, there are films that have portrayed the presence of otherworldly beings in our everyday lives, such as today's three films, Heart and Souls, Just Like Heaven, and Ghost Town. Let us first take a look at the award-winning film, Heart and Souls, directed by Ron Underwood. The 1993 production stars Oscar-nominated Robert Downey Jr. as a businessman who is reunited with his four guardian angels, whom he has not seen since childhood. As the start of the movie, we are introduced to four different characters. Harrison, played by Golden Globe-nominated Charles Grodin, is a gifted singer but is unable to perform for an audition due to his stage fright. Julia, played by Golden Globe-winning Kira Sedgwick, is in love with her boyfriend but cannot bring herself to answer his marriage proposal. Golden Globe-nominated Tom Sizemore portrays Milo, who regrets stealing valuable stamps from a little boy. We also meet Penny, played by Oscar-nominated Alfre Woodard, a devoted mother of three. One day, all four find themselves as passengers on a bus driven by Hal, played by Oscar-nominated David Paymer, who gets them into a serious accident that none survive.
Come on, how
can we be okay? I don't know. As Hal's soul flies upward into the sky, the other four are drawn to a newborn who came into the world in a nearby car just as the bus accident occurred. This baby is Thomas Riley, and the four spirits are unable to go beyond a small distance from the boy. Not knowing what else they can do, they become Thomas's best friends. But as Thomas grows to 7 years of age, it becomes apparent that the boy, now played by Eric Lloyd, keeps getting into trouble for having buddies that no one else can see nor hear except him. The four souls thus agree to make themselves invisible to Thomas to give him breathing room. Some 20 years later, Thomas, now played by Robert Downey Jr., has grown to be a cold and distant businessman who has difficulties being a good partner to his girlfriend Anne, played by Oscar-nominated Elizabeth Shue. The four souls are still bound to Thomas and have been acting as his guardian angels, but still without a clue as to what their purpose is. Suddenly, Hal shows up and informs them that Thomas is their second chance to take care of any unfinished business in their lives before they move on to their ultimate destination. Harrison, Milo, Penny, and Julia thus abruptly reappear before Thomas. However, he is reluctant to take time away from his job and Anne to help the four after they had seemingly abandoned him as a child. The souls begin to use their supernatural powers to convince Thomas to help them resolve their past issues that had kept them on Earth all this time. A moving journey imbued with plenty of humor, Heart and Souls is a delightful film that awakens the essence of goodness inherent in all humans.
Walk like a man, talk like a man, walk like a man, my son. No woman's worth crawling on the earth. Walk like...
This isn't working.
Our second feature is Just Like Heaven, directed by Mark Waters and released in 2005. The film follows the fateful encounter of David, played by Oscar-nominated and vegetarian actor Mark Ruffalo, and the spirit of Elizabeth, played by Oscar-winning Reese Witherspoon. Elizabeth is a kind, intelligent emergency room doctor at San Francisco Hospital. Hoping to become an attending physician, she works hours on end and hardly allows herself any time away from the hospital to develop a social life. After a toiling 26-hour shift, her superior tells her that she has gotten the well-deserved position. She is happily on her way to a dinner party hosted by her sister, Abby, played by Emmy-winning Dina Walters, when she gets into a serious car accident. The story then switches to David, a reserve man in search for an apartment. After visiting a number of unsuitable places, a leaflet mysteriously lands before him that leads him to a perfect residence with private roof access. After renting the apartment, David retreats into an unhealthy lifestyle of doing nothing. Unable to cope with the passing of his wife 2 years ago, he has withdrawn himself from his work as a landscape architect, as well as from all social activities. His reclusion is interpreted when a visibly stressed Elizabeth turns up and, thinking he is an intruder, tells him to get out of her home. The bewildered David soon figures out that the woman is a ghost who continues to haunt him, unaware of her own condition. Only after his attempts to convince her that she has passed away does she come to terms with the fact that she is in spectral form. As her memories slowly return to her, the two discover that Elizabeth is actually still alive, but has been in a coma for 3 months. David decides to help her, and in the process, their friendship begins to heal his heart. Will the pair be able to return Elizabeth's spirit to her physical body? What is the special connection that makes David the only person who has the ability to see her in the spiritual dimension? Just Like Heaven is a beautiful, touching film that explores affinity and destiny's way of reminding us to face life with vivacity and courage. Our final film of the day is Ghost Town, a 2008 production directed by David Koepp, who also co-wrote the screenplay with John Camps. At the beginning of Ghost Town, unfaithful New York City businessman Frank, played by Oscar-nominated Greg Kinnear, is hit by a bus, making his wife Gwen, played by Tia Leone, a widow. However, he remains on Earth as a ghost, apparently unsatisfied by the timing of his death. We also meet a cold, insensitive dentist, Bertram Pincus, played by Golden Globe-winning English comedian Ricky Gervais. During what should have been an easy operation, Bertram dies for 7 minutes before being miraculously revived. Upon his recovery, Bertram discovers that he can now see ghosts. Excited by his ability, a swarm of ghosts begin to follow him around, requesting his assistance in resolving issues on Earth, which they are unable to let go of. Unfortunately, the unsympathetic Bertram has no such intentions. Only when Frank promises to keep the other spirits away if the dentist helps him with his own unfinished personal business does Bertram grudgingly agree. Frank is deeply regretful for his dishonesty to Gwen. By this time, Gwen has become engaged to Richard, played by Golden Globe-nominated Billy Campbell. According to the ghost, Richard is insincere, and so he recruits the dentist to befriend Gwen and dissolve her engagement. Being his neighbor, Gwen is well acquainted with Bertram's misanthropic ways and does not warm up to him. As Bertram goes further in his mission, he finds that he is beginning to develop feelings for charming Gwen. Frank is all for helping Bertram win the heart of his former wife if that means she will not marry Richard. But Bertram soon learns that his ability to communicate with spirits goes beyond helping Frank, and the ultimate goal is for Bertram to learn some lessons to help him in his own life. With a clever script and fantastic cast, Ghost Town uses ingenious comedy to convey a charming story of redemption and the chance that every individual has to turn over a new leaf. Heart and Souls, Just Like Heaven, and Ghost Town are three heartwarming films that introduce the realm of spirits while conveying similar themes about the importance of leading fulfilling lives during our stay on Earth. Thank you for joining us for today's Cinema Scene. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living After Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May your hearts be ever more filled with gratitude for the abundant blessings and love from celestial beings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.